We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jay Wright's on the line right now, the coach of the Villanova Wildcats, with an impressive second half performance against Alabama. And he joins John and Ike right now. What's going on, Coach?
How you doing, guys?
Well, you had a tough first half. And it was funny, Dana Jacobson's interviewing you when you're coming off the court, and you're kind of like, oh, man, you know, we got to get their offense together. But Alabama was really competing defensively, and hey, you got it going in the second half. But that was a tough game.
Yeah, I didn't really sound like a coach that had any answers at that point. I didn't realize that. I saw it when I watched the game film. I think I said something like, I'm not really sure. They're defensively, we knew going into the game they were, I think, the 18th best defensive team in terms of efficiency in the country. And so we knew in the half court they were going to be really tough. But when Brunson and Omari Spellman both got two fouls, you know, within like 9 or 10 minutes, we just struggled, you know. And thank God for Dante DiVincenzo, man. It wasn't really any great offensive execution. It was just an outstanding player making really tough shots. And that kept us going until the second half when our defense picked up. And our defense actually got us out into transition, and we got some easier baskets.
Mm-hmm. Coach, let me ask you this, because you triggered a question in my head. I've been thinking about it. And you talked about Jalen being in foul trouble. And I feel like so many coaches, they go through the difficulty of having a star player pick up two ticky-tack fouls that are very subjective calls, and now you got to sit them for the rest of the half. I'm just wondering if amongst the coaches, is there ever any discussion about trying to get the fouls expanded to six fouls? I mean, because I just think it's unfair to watch a game and not have those kids on the court for 15 minutes and a half just because
half.
They got two fouls. Is there ever any discussion about expanding the fouls to six?
Yes, there is. I'm not even sure, Ike, where I am on that. There, because as a defensive coach, you love getting that guy out of there on the other team,
right, you know,
the team. For instance, Alabama had the kid Sexton. If he would have gotten foul trouble for them, which he did in the first half in their game against Virginia Tech, mm-hmm. that made a big difference. So I'm not sure where I am on that. The other part of it is, what we also discuss is, and we usually do this, we'll play that guy with two fouls, especially if it's Jalen or Mikhail,
mm-hmm.
because they're smart enough to still play that way, and you know, and probably not pick up their third. But Dante had it going so well, and we were holding like a 5-6 point lead. We were okay. If it would have got to one or two, or we got down a little bit, we would have went back with Jalen. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, we played Omari Spellman with two fouls. We did. We played him a good portion with two fouls, and he's only a freshman. But we just felt like with their physicality and their size, we needed him in there, and he did a really good job.
Yeah, and we're talking to Jay Wright. You talked about bridges in the second half. So you have DiVincenzo, who really he carried you for that last mm-hmm. portion of the first half, and then Bridges comes out in the second half and kind of gave you some breathing room right off the bat. You know, Jay, I know the year you won the national championship, I always wondered if you were going to have that game where you weren't hitting the three and you were able to survive it, and you guys were able to. Can you score well enough without hitting the three? I know the defense is there, but can you score well enough without hitting the three in some of these games?
I hope so, John. I do think our defense is a big part of that. We weren't hitting threes in the first half against Alabama. And, you know, the first play we came out in the second half, Mikhail Bridges got downhill on a ball screen, got to the rim and scored. Then we got a couple. That really got us going, you know. I think we have good enough drivers. We actually can post up. Jalen Brunson might be our best post player as a point guard, but we can post him up and Dante can play in the post, Omari and Eric. I do think we can do it, but it's really got to come down to, like the Big East championship game against Providence. We had a really difficult time scoring against them, and our defense got us through it, you know, and that's really what's got to do it when we're not hitting our threes.
Yeah, and defense will certainly be big in this next game going up against Coach Huggins and the Mountaineers of West Virginia. I want to get your thoughts, Coach, on this past weekend. You know, they made the 30 for 30 documentary, Survive in Advance. And, I mean, that's really what this past week was really all about. And I know on your side of the bracket, it pretty much held true to form a lot. But on the other side, particularly in that South region, it's just, man, it was upset after upset after upset. And just from your perspective, I'm just wondering your thoughts on the weekend and how difficult it can be for a favorite going up against sort of an underdog, a lower-seeded team. And then not only that, I guess just being happy getting through this round regardless of how you do it, that's the number one goal.
Yeah, at this time of year, Ike, definitely. It is truly – surviving advance is one of the great – terms ever, because it is exactly what it is. You don't even have time. You know, you win that first game, it doesn't matter how you win it. You got a day to prepare for your next game. But I really felt bad for Tony Bennett at Virginia. Obviously, you're excited for UMBC, but we have been the one seed a number of times, and you knew it was going to happen because just the parity in college basketball is such that you add that to the use of the three-point line, how teams effectively use it offensively. You knew a 16 was going to beat a 1, and you just didn't want to be the 1. I remember, it was 06, we played, 05 or 06, we played Monmouth here in the Wells Fargo Center, and it was the first time in our tenure at Villanova that we were a 1 seed. And we're playing at the Wells Fargo Center, so I'm thinking this is going to be easy. 116, we knew Monmouth was good, but we were up on Monmouth, and in the second half, Monmouth made a run at us, got to like 2 or 3. The place flipped on us. Everybody went for the underdog. I'm looking around like, yeah, we're in Philly. This is unbelievable. And it's scary when that happens, you know? And you can sense it in your players. And so it's just such a great part of college basketball, unless you're the 1 seed or you're the higher seed. But look, even, you know, I'm watching that game and I'm even rooting for UMBC, and Tony Bennett's a friend. I didn't want him to lose, but I was just like, it's just so exciting. You know, I'm watching a Penn game, you know, my daughter goes to Penn, my whole family's rooting for Penn. We're going crazy. Penn's making a little run in the second half. I'm thinking, oh man, Bill Self's going to die. You know, it's just, It's the beauty of this tournament, man. And it's just going to get closer and closer in terms of, you know, the mid majors and the majors. It already is.
Yep, it is. Jay, give me a quick couple seconds on West Virginia. What is their strengths, and what are you going up against here in the Sweet 16?
A really unique team, John. Where you know, it just, you can't simulate how they play, and you don't play anybody during the year like that, you know. So it's almost going to be like, it's going to be getting into a fight with Mike Tyson. You have to take a couple punches early, stay on your feet, and just get used to it, and then attack it. You know, their physicality, their athleticism, their pressure, their full court 40-minute pressure is something you don't play. You know, we played, I don't know, 30-some games this year. You don't play anybody like that. I think if you're a team like Kansas, maybe, where you have, you know, juniors and seniors on your team that over their careers might have played against West Virginia, let's say 8 times, you know, but you know, by the 7th, 8th time you play them, you get it. You know what it is. But for our guys, we will never have seen anything like that. So we got to take the hits early, be ready for real physicality and aggressiveness, and use all of our depth. Our young guys are going to have to play a lot and just have to gut our way through this. Man, this is going to be a real gut check. They're good, man, and they got a great leader in Javon Carter, who's, I think, one of the best guards in the country.
Well, Jay, good luck, and we'll be watching and rooting, mm-hmm. and hopefully we get to talk before another big game. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you. There he is, the coach, Jay Wright.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.